Rosh Hashanah, chapter 4, Mishnah 9. Seder Tekios Shalosh Shal Shalosh Shalosh. The order of the blowing of the shofar is that there are three times that the shofar is blown, as we discussed earlier, during the Musaf prayer of Malchias, Zichronos, and Shofros. And each time it's blown in three segments. The three segments are a Tekiah, which is a long blast, a Truah, which is a shorter blast, and then there's the Tekiah, the long blast again. I just want to add that the reason why we do two different types of short blasts is because of a discussion in the Talmud about how to appropriately do these short blasts. But the proper segment is a long blast, short blast, long blast. And when I say short blast, that means it's a multiple short blast. So shir tekiah kishalosh truos. What is the length of the tekiah of the long blast? It should be the same length as three short blasts that are done in the middle. That should be how long the long blast should be. Shir teruah, how long should a short blast, the short blasts be? In other words, you do three short blasts, how long should each one of those short blasts be? So the Mishnah says, kishalosh yababos, like three very short cries, which is what we call a teruah today. Taka barishona, umashach b'shniya kishtayim. Let's say a person, he blew the long tekiah, then he blew the teruah, the short blast, and now he's going to blow the tekiah at the end of this first segment, and then he's going to have to blow another long blast tekiah to begin the next segment. So what he does is he blows one very long blast to include this last long blast and the next long blast, and he combines them into one blowing. Ein biyado ala achas. That's only considered to be one blow, one blast, one true, tekiah. Mi sheberach v'achakach nesman alo shofar. Someone who already davened the musaf, and he didn't have a shofar, and then he encountered a shofar that he can use to blow. Tekei omeria v'tekei shalosh pamim. Then he does all of the blast soundings at that time, even though it's not in the middle of the davening anymore. Kishem sheshliach tzibur chayev, just like the shliach tzibur, the chazan, the leader of the service, is obligated to daven, to say the prayers and beseech God of all the things we beseech Him in the prayers. Kach kol yachid v'yachid chayev. So too, every individual is obligated to pray on their own. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Gamliel says, Shliach tzibra motzi es harav miyadei chavasan. He says that actually the chazan, the leader, is when he says the repetition out loud, his saying it out loud fulfills the obligation for all those who are listening, and that fulfills their obligation.